Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, it's the friend zone with Tim and Guy. Come to the friend zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the friend zone with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time.
Hello and welcome along to the friend zone, which is a subset of Worst Idea of All Time, Inc., wherein myself, Guy Montgomery, and my close friend and associate, Tim Batt. Tim, are you there?
Hello. Kia ora, that's me. That's a terrible pronunciation. Kia ora.
Kia ora. We engage with our other friends, namely you. And as some of you have very accurately observed, it's been a while between innings for
it's
this particular...
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Dun.
Is that Stained? Hold my head up high. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Since I said I'm sorry. Man, you don't hear a lot about Stained. Do you know what I mean?
I don't. No, absolutely not. Sorry, something caught my eye on screen. No, you don't hear a lot about Stained.
Tim,
I guess they were one of those one-hit wonder bands.
Incorrect. When do you think the last album was released by Stained?
It could have been as recently as yesterday, and I just haven't heard about it. But I'm going to estimate, based on when their biggest hit, It's Been a While, came out, which, like, I don't know. That feels like that song was about 03-ish? I'm going to go 03. Most recent album is 2009.
You are... Actually, you're 2 years off both times. So It's Been a While was released in 2001, and their last album, the self-titled Stained, was released in 2011.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, so there you go. For anyone who's curious about Stained, they started in 1995, so they had a pretty
now,
good run.
I'm aware of the fact that we have capped this Friend Zone episode to a crisp 25 minutes, and it really feels like we're dilly-dallying. So, first of all, to the newcomers, hello and welcome. This is where Guy and I like to, as Guy mentioned, interact with our mates, which is you, our friends in this zone, and we do that by dishing through the correspondence. What has triggered this, by the way, is there's a subreddit, reddit.com/r/TWIOAT for the worst idea of all time. And I look at it all the time, see if there's any new posts. And one came up the other day that said, you know, what do you guys think of this new season? And the comments were around the fact that, you know, people were glad that we were back, but a little bit disappointed, I guess. A, that there was no Friend Zones coming out, and B, that we've stacked all the episodes up, so it's hard for them to kind of, for example, follow along on social media in real time when we have just released an episode that we recorded like 2 months ago. So I just want to address that real quick, shall we?
Yeah.
Why did we decide to do it this way, Guy?
Well, initially we were going to, the whole thing was going to be done in secret, and it was just going to go bang, 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 52 consecutive days. But I think due to, you know, various rollout reasons, we realized that we'd stagger it slightly more than that to get the two episodes a week, which is, truth be told, not quite the pace at which we're watching. We've sort of gone for, it's been quite sporadic, you know, these huge sort of 4 or 5 day bursts, and then there might be a week or two between screenings. It's just difficult when one of us lives in New York and the other one lives in New Zealand.
That's the real answer folks. It's the fact that it's quite difficult with the time zones and the geography, and the fact that Guy is a very successful traveling comedian, and he's off to Goa, India. You know, he's off to Australia. He's going to the West Coast to do some gigs. He's all over the shop.
So, it's true.
To ensure the safety of releases and make sure that you guys were getting hit with two episodes a week, we felt like that was kind of the middle ground to get regularity. And because we kicked it off at the end of last year as well, Guy and I both knew that we had a bit of a Christmas break coming up where we wouldn't be able to do stuff. So, yeah, we just basically wanted to get a little bit of a ramp, a runway, if you will, so that we didn't have like a long time between drinks of actually getting the episodes out. But I think we're going to catch up to real time. Or pretty close to it, like, you know, before long.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty sloppy finish for us. And we've both done well to not either think or talk about it. But the crushing reality is, I think the episodes are being released faster than we're recording them, which means that there is a very sort of grisly train wreck sort of scenario looming just around the corner. All that to say, I mean, you know, Tim, is our diet lacking fiber? Because I'm on the Facebook page right now and I am backed the fuck up.
Yeah, my email inbox looks ancient when I go back to the oldest unread friend zone messages. Yeah, so we should rip right into it. I also just want to acknowledge that there is a brand new close friend to the podcast, and that is Rufus, my little doggy.
Congratulations. How is it? I mean, how many days into parenthood are you? And what's
like
the relationship?
Four.
Oh wow! And what's the relationship with Rufus like so far? Any big takeaways?
He's a phenomenal little pooch. You guys will remember that Guy, I think you can. We used to sort of were making a real case for getting a dog because my wife really wanted a dog for a long time. So on her birthday, we said, hey, here's a whole bunch of dog stuff, let's get a dog. She was over the moon, and we've ended up, I do have misgivings about the fact that it isn't a pound pooch. It's actually a little bit of a designer dog, but god damn, he looks like a teddy bear come to life. He's so cute.
Say to you now the same thing I said to you when you told me that, Tim. Nothing to stop the next dog you get from being a rescue.
It's true. Yes,
don't be too hard on yourself. I'm very happy for you and Zoe. And I would like to, if I may, dig into this message dated 23rd of November 2018.
Seems like a long time ago.
And it was. I just happened to see your announcement of season 4 of The Worst Idea of All Time because I was telling my brother about you all and looked at the Facebook page. I wanted to express my concern. Sex and the City has a runtime of 2 hours and 31 minutes, 4 minutes longer than the hell of Sex and the City 2. I wish you good luck in season 4, and I will be tuning in each week to listen to your psyches devolve. Godspeed, Ganono. P.S. I've been looking into some concerning calculations of the potential power of Brady the Rat King. Numbers to follow soon. Now, not only had I not read or responded to this message, dated 23rd of November 2018, but the numbers from Ganono had not come through. And so, I've just followed up this correspondence by simply asking, you ever finish running those numbers, Gannon? So hopefully some correspondence to look forward to in the future ahead. The floor is yours.
Maybe he's been doing the math the entire time. That's why we haven't heard back. He's just been furiously for the last, what are we up to now, 3 months, I think, just running the numbers.
Yeah, it's look, I don't know, but it's all going to work out okay.
I hope so. Here's Eric, who writes to us on, I was going to say this the, but it wasn't. It was that the 8th of November in the year of our Lord 2018. Which one is first? This one. Fuck, I just remembered that I'm supposed to give you boys some cardholder cheese if you want my messages read out, but I promised my wife I wouldn't touch my bank account or phone when I'm inebriated. He said inebriate. Fuck, that word is hard. Had to Google it. I guess I should put my phone away now. Love you. Don't tell my wife, and I'll give you some sweet cheese when I can remember my PayPal. Eric wrote us another message 5 minutes later. By the way, I want you two to know that I've made some sweet-ass bean burritos and poutine while I figured all this shit out. I am Canadian, and boy, do I love our sweet cheesy fries, gravy, love poutine. Have you guys ever had it? If that's what you're, what's your thoughts? Red as written. So I assume there is a message attached that I haven't actually got from Eric, but when you go through your next message guy, I'm going to have a hunt and see if it's there. Let's highlight as well, folks, we appreciate any cheddar, any scraps of cheddar you can throw to us. We lovingly will accept if you go to worstideaofalltime.com. But it's not, you don't need to. You could just send us an email. We'll probably read it.
We definitely will eventually. I would just like to say we're also not above begging for cheddar, and not in the sort of traditional demeaning way that you imagine, but just by simply saying, "Chug us a little cheddar," like that.
Cheddar.
I don't know. Cheddar. This one's from the 29th of November 2018. I don't know if you guys are going to do any more Friend Zone episodes, but here's a message for you. If you do, fuck, what a prescient little. You know, prologue.
We should have led with that. Fuck.
Yeah. Hello, Time Butt and Gun Heist Robbery. A few months ago, when I was at the Whiskey Bar on Ponsonby Road after a gig, James Reed from the Feelers.
Whoa.
Apparently, he's good friends with the older comic I was there with. I was introduced to him, and the entire time I was around him, I could only think about your show, and it took a lot of effort to keep from laughing at him. Weirdly, like his filmic counterpart, the real James Reed from The Feelers was also incredibly drunk.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, I was at an open mic in the CBD. James was there again with the same comic and had apparently been heckling the acts all night. After the show, still incredibly drunk, he jokingly threatened to punch several of the open micers and then slapped me on the ass multiple times and did the classic mid-40s straight dude gag of asking me if I was hitting on him. Anyway, James Reed from The Feelers sucks. Your show is awesome. Keep up the great work, and good luck with season 4.
Man, let me say for legal reasons that we do not endorse or cannot speak to the veracity of the message we've just read. It is simply correspondence we've received. However, based on everything I know about James Reed from The Feelers, it seems entirely possible that what this person has said is all true. Absolutely. Who do you think is the comic that he was hanging out with? Because my money is on a Kiwi comic known as Ben Hurley.
Ah, interesting. My money would be on a more senior comic. It's got to be Brendan Lovegrove.
Yeah, it probably is.
I'm also using the identity of the author of this message to connect some dots.
Figure that out. Tell you what? This is slightly more for Guy than it is for the wider audience because it's a little inside baseball. I hadn't been on stage doing stand-up for a couple of months over the Christmas break, and I did a gig earlier this week that Brendan runs. And I turned up to do my 6 minutes of new jokes. He goes, "Hey, man, I'm going to need you to MC tonight." And I was like, "Fucking hell, all right." So I MC'd this gig, which I don't like being surprised by stuff like that. But it was all good. It was fun. And then I said, "Cool, and here's your final act." Because I got through the list of all the comedians. You know, we got through the show. Here's your final act, such and such. And then Brendan comes up to me while the guy's on stage. He goes, "Oh, we've added 5 other comics." So then we got through those 5 other comedians after I just lied to the audience. And then when the fifth and final person was on as part of the second set of lineup, he comes up to me while they're on stage. He goes, "Hey, I'm going to close up the show and just say thanks to everyone so you don't need to go back on." I was like, "Okay, Brendan." And he proceeds to go up. And what do you think happened, Guy?
I reckon Brendan Lovegrove performed for 40 minutes.
He did a tight 15 just to put a button on an already long and hot night.
But that's the beauty of open mic comedy in Auckland, New Zealand. If your name's Brendan Lovegrove, you put on all the shows and you literally do whatever the fuck you want.
We love Brendan Lovegrove. We love him.
That's right. For all of his charms and flaws. So there's a little peek behind the curtain there for anyone listening along and wondering how the mechanics of comedy in Auckland, New Zealand work. Now you know just a little bit more. But thank you so much to the author of that who has not used their name. And I mean, it's highly unlikely that us using it now would, you know, lead anyone to trace it back to them and take issue with them. But
We won't anyway.
That's right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Here is a message accompanying a beautiful, you'll love this guy, $10.69 contribution.
Hey, do you know that as everyone does on hearing the numbers 69, I'm going to say the following thing. You know that's a sex move, right?
Kevin writes, Timbo and Guy Guy, I've listened to almost 100 episodes of The Worst Idea of All Time over the last couple of weeks. Can't wait until Death Blight 2018. Live every moment. That's an end.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a lovely little message. I mean, can you imagine when they listen to Death Blight and they discover that there was yet more worst idea to go, how excited this writer may be?
100 episodes in a couple of weeks is terrifying to me. Kevin, you're a trooper.
Absolutely. Now, this one is dated the 30th of November, 2018. It says, mm-hmm. Hi, you marvelous boys. I just watched an amazing documentary called Generation Wealth, which features as one of the main interviews the son of the lead singer of REO Speedwagon. He lived every moment, but did not love every day. Recommended viewing. Looking forward to season 4. Name redacted.
I have been thinking about getting another tattoo. And it occurred to me that, you know, in terms of getting tattoos as life markers, it probably would make sense to get a Sex in the City one. But how horrible would it be to have a Sex in the City tattoo?
Honestly, on the graveyard that is my right ass cheek, Tim, I wouldn't mind. I've walked past a few tattoo shops here in Brooklyn, New York City recently and thought about dipping in for no apparent reason and just inking myself somewhere.
That's cool, man. You should do it. Do it on a whim.
Yeah, I feel like that's the sort of decision best made on a whim.
I think so. Absolutely. For those who have forgotten as well, Guy and I had to get tattoos toward the end of season one because we wanted to fundraise a trip to LA to do the last step, and we were like, oh yeah, give us $5,000 to cover our expenses and we'll get tattoos. And then the internet fucking delivered in record time, terrifyingly quickly. And so we've both got Patty Schwartz and some REO Speedwagon lyrics in Latin on our... It's on your tush. It's in a tush-adjacent area for old Timbo.
Tookus. Yeah. And tookus. Why the hell not?
Don writes... Oh, wait, is it my turn or your turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Don writes, hi, apologies for being so late to the party. Boom. But Ed Kevely from Team Effort Podcast just put me onto The Worst Idea a few weeks back. Now, I will say at this point, this was sent to us on the 17th of November last year. Very sorry for that atrocious dad joke.
So atrocious. Didn't even pick up on it.
Late to the party. I think it's that, late to the party. I would love to see a podcast of the Grown Ups 2 cast reviewing your reviews of the movie. Probably way too much effort from the team that produced a film so bad it took me 5 days to finish. For some good news, after binging on the podcast while doing some home renos, I'm informed I have my Kiwi accent back. Cheers, Don. What a story this tightly weaved email tells. An expat who has travelled afar, taking his DIY spirit with him to a fixer-upper, where he's plugging away, going literally hammer and nail on a house to add some value to it and to his own life, while he's got Timbo and Guy Guy blasting in his ear holes, and it's recaptured his Aotearoa spirit. I love it.
I love that too. 7th of December, 2018. Dear Tim the Toolman Bat and Guy Fawkes Montgomery, you beautiful boys, I'll keep this message short.
Good.
I'm super hyped for season 4. But want to ask three things. Question one. Why did you pick Sex and the City 1 over Grown Ups 1?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to answer them consecutively or all at once at the end?
I would like to hear all of the questions before I answer any of them.
Very sensible. Question two. Will season 5 be Grown Ups 1? Question three. When is Blaze Pizza going to hashtag pay the boys? A Blaze Pizza opened near me a year ago, but I refuse to go until they make things right. But the pizza looks so good. Keep up the great work. Say my name, Neil Lewis.
Going to go ahead and answer the last question first, if I may, Neil. Thanks for getting in touch with us. Blaze Pizza can suck a fat deuce. They still haven't reached out to us. They still haven't made any attempts to make amends. And every time we contact them, usually, well, solely through social media, they seem to just sort of laugh it off. They'll like a tweet. They might send back a smiley face. They might not really read the text of the message and just say, hope you're enjoying your Blaze Pizza at Tim Bat. And what I have to say to them is I still, to this day, and I retain it every 12 months, own the URL blazepizza.co.nz. If those motherfuckers want to extend into our neck of the woods, into our hood, they're really going to have to reckon with the fact that they've done us wrong, and I own some leverage over them now. So we'll see if that chicken ever comes home to roost. Now, Guy, do you want to have a run at those other two questions?
Well, the reason we chose Sex and the City over Grown Ups, hard to say. I think, again, same trap we fell into the first time. We thought the length was funny, if not in practice, just as an idea. I'm now living in New York, so I think there was some sort of appeal in recording with one of us on location. And as always, not a lot of time or effort went into making the decision. It was sort of just a spur-of-the-moment thing. Tim and I were talking a bit. We were missing each other. And we thought, what better way to guarantee a little bit of quality time, a little bit of, friendship, than to, you know, dig up this coffin, rip out the old corpse, and chuck in a new one as we slowly put it back underground again. And it's what it is. The question of what season 5 might be is it's probably a little bit premature, but I respect you having the audacity to ask it.
Yeah, very well put.
The 16th of December 2018, hello Tim Bones and Guy Mont Harmony. Not sure if this will be read or not, but I sent a Christmas donation in honor of my friend Hercules Rebel Scum Shayna, because I didn't get him a Christmas present, and as a result of my drunken state, forgot to attach a message to the PayPal donation page.
What's this person's name?
Well, if you let me continue, I'll get to it.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Anyway, I'd like to thank him for introducing me to your audio antics, and also thank you two brave boys for committing to another season of misery for my personal enjoyment. You two need our support now more than ever. All hail Brady the Rat King. Much love, Katie. Also,
is it Katie with a K?
Yeah.
Thank you, Katie. I found your contribution.
Sean Freed. Apparently, he found it first. So I guess that's a shout out for Sean Freed, if he's listening.
Legendary. That's really cool for both of you that you're part of the friend zone. You're in the inner sanctum.
For your reference, Tim, I'd say this will be the last one. So please read it with all of the appropriate grandiosity that you see fit.
I'm not going crazy. Yeah, there is several dogs in earshot of where you are.
Oh my gosh! Do you know? I actually haven't heard them, but there's two dogs two apartments over, and I never hear them when we're in the apartment. It's incredible actually how close we are to them in terms of physical proximity. How little they interrupt our lives. But no, you're not going crazy. There are two dogs. I just heard the tail end of them barking then.
Cool. There's a bit of sleep deprivation involved with raising a puppy, as you may be able to imagine. So now it's kind of that thing. Everything is a dog and nothing is a dog. Hey, boys, writes Caroline. I don't even know how to explain how she spelt it. Capital B, and then when the O and the E are like crammed together to make one letter, it looks like Latin or something, and then an H, and then a Y, and then an I, and then an E, and then a Z, or Z, depending on where you're from.
It's called playing with the form. It's called having fun. I respect it.
Been listening from the beginning. Cheers to you for making this next season. I can't wait to listen. At your inevitable deaths, I will burn an effigy in your honour. I'm writing to inform you that I've just woken up from a dream where Guy violently beat me with a book of stamps every inch of my body. Place it out of your mind, any erotic notions. I was terrified and crying the whole time, and it really hurt. This, quote, wake-up call has instigated my reactivating my Patreon out of fear of retribution from Guy.
Jesus.
Please consider this an olive branch and stop cursing my dreams. Godspeed. And I can't wait for the gals to waltz back into our lives with panache and... I don't even know that word. Termagant? T-E-R-M-A-G-A-N-T. Termagant?
Yeah, I guess termagant is how you'd say it.
I'm looking it up, but this is from Caroline Zepp.
Termagant.
Who is a former North Carolinian. Harsh-tempered or overbearing woman.
One of my favourite cities in North Carolina, of course. One of the greatest cities on earth.
Would it be Raleigh?
No, it wouldn't be Raleigh, actually. It'd be Raleigh.
Very good.
Well, as promised, we're going to put a pin in this one. But thanks
so
much.
Hey, hold on. Just before we go, can you make a sort of promise that you're going to stop haunting the dreams of Caroline?
Yeah, look, I'm really sorry about that. It always feels funny to apologize for wrongdoing in someone else's dreams. Rest assured, I have not and do not collect stamps, nor do I beat anyone with books full of them, or any books of any description, or generally engage in violence. So I am sorry to waltz into your subconscious and do that. I assure you it was not my intention. I was probably trying to traipse my way through your dream to a much more pleasant place. I do not condone the behavior described in that dream, and it will not happen again. Tim, it's been so nice catching up with you. To you, our listeners, or listener, thank you so much. Please keep the correspondence up. You can message us at The Worst Idea of All Time on Facebook, or what's the email, Tim?
I don't like to say it. I like it being just a small, tiny hoop, because I'm not sure where my email address is published, but it's somewhere very obvious because people keep sending emails to me.
Okay.
But I don't want to name it.
Well, yeah.
I'd also just remind people that if you want to check out some bonus content that we make, you can go on patreon.com/TWIOAT. And if you contribute $5 a month or more, you get access to the Patreon Pals episodes. And if you give $10 a month or more, you get to be part of the Deciders Club, which decide what movie we're going to review. And the very next one we've got coming up is very exciting for me. Van Wilder, Party Liaison, the crew have decided on. So that should be a real doozy.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone. We'll see you soon. The next episode of in the feed will, of course, be back to your regularly scheduled programming of us going insane.
Love you guys. More Friend Zones to come. Bye-bye.
Well, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy. Come to the Friend Zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.